It is at this time in our worship service that we turn our attention to the Lord's Supper and remembering the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And I had intended to talk about something else this morning, but yesterday I was watching a memorial online, and it made me think about Jesus. The memorial was for a high school friend of mine who is 1 year younger than me. And if you don't know how old I am, I'm 45, so she was 44. And that kind of makes this next statement a little bit peculiar. She is survived by 12 grandchildren. That's hard to do when you're 44. You start doing your math and try to figure out how that happened. And that became kind of the central theme of her memorial. Because when she was 20, while I was still at college, she made a decision. See, there was a family up in Denver whose wife had perished. If I remember correctly, it was in a tragic car accident. So the husband is alone with four kids. And this 20-year-old girl decided, this is what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to help this family. And so she married the man. They had two kids of their own. And then, of course, grandkids came along. When she married him, some of those kids weren't all that much younger than she was. So here at this memorial, at this tragic loss of life, one of the daughters wrote about that pivotal moment. It said, you could have run, but you chose us. You chose to stay. The husband got up, and it's always painful. He was distraught. And his thoughts also went to that moment and to her commitment to that decision. And he cried out, she saved us. And then his final words were, what do we do now? She chose us. She saved us. What do we do now? You can see where we go with this. Why I was thinking about Jesus. We are gathered for a memorial of our Lord and our Savior when He chose us. In John chapter 13, this is where Jesus has washed the disciples' feet. He has declared them to be clean, but not all of them. He's telling them about one of them is going to betray him. We put this together with Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and we realize that this is at the time in which Jesus is instituting the Lord's Supper. And here's what he says in verse 18. I do not speak of all of you. I know the ones I have chosen, but it is that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats my bread has lifted up his heel against me. And so Jesus talks about the fact that he has chosen his apostles. And I think that's a very personal, very individual choosing in that case. He goes on and he continues the discourse with his disciples in John chapter 15. In verse 16 he says, and you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. And then you skip down to verse 19. It says, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Jesus didn't have to choose anyone. We weren't worthy. We didn't deserve it. But he chose us. He chose them individually, but he chose to have a family, and that's us. He chose us. And he saved us. In our sins and our despair, he took pity upon us, and he saved us. And when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we're remembering just how he did that. Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 26, as he's instituting the Lord's Supper and he gets to the fruit of the vine, He says, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins." This is that pivotal moment that we're remembering, where he saved us. And what do we do now? We remember. We partake of the Lord's Supper, honoring him, remembering that this is the pivotal moment. And I cry out, "Lord, don't leave us. We still need you." This is his pivotal moment. Let's remember it. Let's partake of the Lord's Supper, the body and the blood, when he chose us and when he saved us.